This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join with us today here on UCB Ireland. And I'm so excited today to have a friend of mine, Jan, all the way from Estonia. He pastors a church there in the capital, Tallinn, and the suburbs of Tallinn. And so really glad to have you with me today, Jan.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. Amen. It's good to be with you.
Praise the Lord. Well, just over this week, we're going to do a few episodes on family, because I think it's such an important area, and it's certainly one that's under assault in so many, you know, aspects of our society. We're seeing marriage breakup. We're seeing, you know, domestic violence. We're seeing divorce, like I said, and many times you have kids who are stuck in the middle of World War II that's breaking out beneath the roof of people's homes. And many times people carry lifelong scars as a consequence. And certainly for myself as a pastor, and I'm sure you find the same thing yourself, is many times the dysfunction you're dealing with in adults, the majority of the times seems to be rooted in their childhood.
Amen. True.
Yeah. So I think it'd be good for us to, maybe just go through some biblical principles that we see in the Word of God and see how can we have stronger families? You know, how can we protect our marriages? And certainly, I think, you know, both of us as men, we can certainly, I suppose, talk about some of the pitfalls in particular that men face regarding, temptation. And, we're seeing, the pervasiveness of porn and, OnlyFans and all these things that are out there and tripping up many men. And so what would you say some of the things that you've learned as a man of God, in order to live a godly life?
Yes, well, I think in regards to marriage, I love this scripture in Ephesians 5, verse 21. It says, "And further submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." And I think what really can strengthen your marriage before man, of wives submitting to your husbands and men loving your husband.
Men loving your wife.
Yeah. Husbands loving your wife as Christ loved the church, that we are called to submit to Christ. That's our first calling, that my priority is to submit my life to Christ. My wife's calling is to submit to Christ. And if we do that, then we are drawn together closer. There's like this picture of a triangle, mm-hmm. You know, if God is in the center of it, and if we are both submitting and going after God, then God is drawing us both closer to each other. Now, if we are closer to each other, and we're talking about, let's say, sin in marriage, you know, pornography, or these temptations that we have through phones, and talking to men in my own church, or men, you know, you open Instagram and you have a commercial naked woman. You have this short story where there's a lady in gym, and the guy says he's tempted. But if we put ourselves in a good position that we are seeking after Jesus, and if God is in our hearts, and that's our first thing that we are thinking about, then these things don't really bother us. So that our foundation is in Christ, our strength is in Christ, and then that keeps us away from sin. And I think sometimes we can also... I've seen men that they say that every day I pray like 1,000 times. I pray that God, I thank you that I'm free from porn. I'm not addicted to porn. I'm not addicted. I'm not tempted. And you keep saying it, but instead of focusing on God, you're focusing on your addiction or your problem. And how can you be free of it if you just keep talking about it constantly instead of going, thank you, Jesus, that I'm free. Thank you that I'm a son of God. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I am free. There's nothing keeping me or holding me back. And I think that's a little bit different. And I loved it how you said it to me before. When we were at your house, you said to me that sometimes we give the devil too much credit.
Yes.
There's this saying that the devil is crying outside of the church. And the pastor comes out and says, "Hey, why are you crying over here on the pavement?" And the devil says, "Oh, in there, they're blaming everything on me." Well, so sometimes we're putting too much focus on that instead of putting all our focus on the Savior who sets us free, who's given us a new life.
Well, you know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And I only just said that to you earlier, and I think it's quite key. You know, Sam 34 and 3, "Oh, magnify the Lord in me, let us exalt his name together." Amen. The Bible says to magnify the Lord, not to magnify our past or our hurts or our dysfunction or our addiction. And I see that a lot on social media. People, you know, and part of it is because I think social media feeds a certain narcissistic, you know, obsession with self. But people constantly talking about their problems, constantly talking about their feelings, and constantly, and they're so self-absorbed, and they don't recognize that, you know, as long as you're talking about yourself, as long as you're talking about your past and about your addiction, you're feeding that thing, you're magnifying that thing. But the Bible says, "Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears." And so deliverance is found, and this is what most people miss, is that deliverance is found in God's presence. It's found when we seek the Lord, as you said, and I love that fact that you emphasize the importance of seeking God, because people can get, you know, all sorts of convoluted ideas about the things you need to do to get free. And the reality is, you know, one touch from Jesus Christ and you can be free forever. And look, I'm certainly hoping that we can touch on some of these things as we go along during the week, because, you know, there are many men that are bound. And you know, somebody once said that many men live lives of quiet despair. And I agree with that. You know, is that as men, we tend to bottle things up and we don't speak about our struggles sometimes. And yes, there's one type of man that's constantly advertising his struggles online and etc. But then there's the majority of men who just bottle it up. And next thing you hear out of nowhere, somebody has ended their life or done something crazy. And, you know, a lot of times as men, we don't know where to go with what's going on, because people look to us for strength and look to us for leadership and look to us as, you know, as the head of the home. Let's, you know, be honest about the fact that sometimes as men we feel overwhelmed and we don't know what to do. And so, like the Bible says, you know, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on you. And I think certainly I'd be hoping this week as we're talking that we would be able to direct people to where the answer comes from. Like the psalmist said, "I lift up my eyes unto the hill. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." And so, you know, I'd like you, Jan, as we finish today, to take some time just to pray in particular for men. You know, there's a lot of women's ministry, and a lot of times, you know, you'll hold a women's meeting. There'll be a huge amount of women at it. But, you know, you hold it for men. A lot of times men don't turn up, because I think a lot of times as men, they're so caught up in whatever's going wrong in their life, they feel ashamed or they're just many times men don't even think of coming to church to get what they need or to find freedom. But, you know, freedom is found in the Lord. So please feel free to pray for men right now.
Yes. God, I thank you for every man who is listening to this this radio show right now. I just pray in Jesus' name, let there be freedom over their life. Your word says, God, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I pray for this freedom right now over everyone. If you're struggling with addiction, if you're struggling with bad thoughts about yourself, if you're struggling with suicidal thoughts, I declare freedom over your life in Jesus' name. And I declare that the devil has no stronghold over your life. I pray that, God, you will reveal your love to each man that who is listening to this show. And I pray that in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Deliverance is found in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is Pastor John from All Nations Church, along here with Jan Laurens, my friend from Estonia. Thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.
God bless you.